No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone. No matter. I don't care. I care, but I don't care where you came from, what brought you here. I'd love to hear that story someday, but however you got here, whatever the reason, I am so glad. So glad that you found your way here to the Bible. Today is the second day of August. I'm Jill. I'm not sure I said any of that. Welcome. And boy, I'm scooching in. I'm scooching in and making room. If you're new, so glad that you're here. If you're old, so glad that you are here. And I hope that others will join and that we'll make room for them when they come to. Yesterday, we ended the book of Isaiah. Today, we are back into the book of 2 Kings. And today, we are closing this week's translation out together, 2 Kings chapters 20 and 21. Today's the last day in the New International Version, 2 Kings chapter 20. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Prepare a poultice of figs." They did so and applied it to the boil, and he recovered. Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, "What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now?" Isaiah answered, "This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or shall it go back 10 steps? It is a simple matter for the shadow to go forward 10 steps, said Hezekiah. "Rather, have it go back 10 steps. Then the prophet Isaiah called on the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back the 10 steps that had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. At that time, Marduk, Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent Hezekiah letters and a gift because he had heard of Hezekiah's illness. Hezekiah received the envoys and showed them all that was in his storehouses, the silver, the gold, the spices, and the fine olive oil, his armory, and everything found among his treasures. There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked, "What did those men say, and where did they come from?" "From a distant land," Hezekiah replied. "They came from Babylon." The prophet asked, "What did they see in your palace?" "They saw everything in my palace," Hezekiah said. "There is nothing among my treasures that I did not show them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." "The word of the Lord you have spoken is good," Hezekiah replied. For he thought, "Will there not be peace and security in my lifetime?" As for the other events of Hezekiah's reign, all his achievements, and how he made the pool and the tunnel by which he brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Hezekiah rested with his ancestors, and Manasseh, his son, succeeded him as king. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. His mother's name was Hephzibah. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He also erected altars to Baal and made an Asherah pole, as Ahab, king of Israel, had done. He bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshiped them. He built altars in the temple of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem I will put my name." In the two courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars to all the starry hosts. He sacrificed his own son in the fire, practiced divination, sought omens, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. He took the carved Asherah pole he had made and put it in the temple of which the Lord had said to David and to his son Solomon, "In this temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. I will not again make the feet of the Israelites wander from the land I gave their ancestors, if only they will be careful to do everything I commanded them and will keep the whole law that my servant Moses gave them." But the people did not listen. Manasseh led them astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord said through his servants, the prophets, "Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these detestable sins. He has done more evil than the Amorites who preceded him, and has led Judah into sin with his idols. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: I am going to bring much disaster on Jerusalem and Judah, that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle. I will stretch out Jerusalem the measuring line used against Samaria, and the plumb line used against the house of Ahab. I will wipe out Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and give them into the hands of enemies. They will be looted and plundered by all their enemies. They have done evil in my eyes and have aroused my anger from the day their ancestors came out of Egypt until this day." Moreover, Manasseh also shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from end to end, besides the sin that he had caused Judah to commit, so that they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. As for the other events of Manasseh's reign and all he did, including the sin he committed, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Manasseh rested with his ancestors and was buried in his palace garden, the garden of Uzzah. And Amon, his son, succeeded him as king. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 2 years. His mother's name was Meshulemeth, daughter of Haraz. She was from Jotba. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. He followed completely the ways of his father, worshiping the idols his father had worshiped and bowing down to them. He forsook the Lord, the God of his ancestors, and did not walk in obedience to him. Amon's officials conspired against him and assassinated the king in his palace. Then the people of the land killed all who had plotted against King Amon, and they made Josiah, his son, king in his place. As for the other events of Amon's reign and what he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? He was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah, his son, succeeded him as king. Jesus, we thank you for this week. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your spirit that speaks to us, that transforms us. when our eyes are open to see, when our ears are open to hear your voice, to know your heart, to see your ways. Teach us your ways, God. Lead us into all righteousness. Lead us into the truth that is you. We seal this week. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you have not done, because you know your children as a good father does. I pray this all in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, this is Daughter of Silversmith, and I wish peace and mercy over all of you. If you will all be praying for my family, my daughter has always been treated different by my significant other side of the family, and we have told him that for many years. He never believed it because it was his parents and brother and sister, and it has come to light that what we were saying was confirmed to him. And just help us navigate this and help my daughter through, because she has told me different times through the years, like, I don't understand why part of my family doesn't like me. And I can't really understand it either, but I want to be able to love my family. I want them to love my daughter. But if you'll just lift us up in prayer, my daughter's name is Jasmine. I love you all, and thank you in advance.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever, DABC community. This is the Woman at the Well from Northwest Arkansas. And I just paused on the 25th. And Kingdom Seeker Daniel was praying for covered in his blood. And I am joining him in prayer as well. But I was just loving listening to the prayers and how beautiful it was that I heard Victoria Soldier, then the voice of LOV, then KSD, and, you know, we're all praying for our brothers and sisters, and you know, KSD was saying how Lord willing the creek don't rise. You know, that's just part of our life now too. And bye. And, you know, we are all just bonded together. And I think of you guys all the time. And you know who I think, by the way, is whoever puts together the prayers. I love you, and that's amazing, and I'm sure it is one of you hardens, and I love you guys and what you do. And again, I believe our community is one of pure love. And Brian, you're amazing. And you guys, if you don't have his books, get them. It is so peaceful to listen to them. Before he put out the sleep audio, I listened to Sneezing Jesus just to put me to sleep. Anyway, I love you guys. I just wanted to thank you.
Hi, I'm just sending encouragement to Joyful in Idaho. I know it was a while ago that she sent in a prayer request. But, you know, I just listened to you, and I commend you for, you know, being bold about that thing that you're struggling with. And a lot of people, you're not alone. They struggle with, not struggle because you don't, but have tendencies to, you know, speak on people's lives. And, you know, someone previously said that we have in our nature to judge others, because we know that our God is a righteous judge. And it can tend to happen. We naturally have a reflex to judge others. But obviously it's making sure that we then also have compassion and love. And so I just want to encourage you that as you are continuing to work through that, just to speak two scriptures over yourself And the first one is, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And that's Psalm 19, verse 14. And the other scripture is from Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue or is there any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And I pray that as you speak these scriptures over yourself, that it will remind you that whenever you think of a person or you look at a person, that you choose to dwell on the things that are noble, that are pure about that person, that is just about that person, and that whatever you think will be acceptable in his sight.
Hi, my blessed Dab fam. It's Asia calling in on July 26th in response to a woman who called in regarding Mark needing prayer over Mark and his family over the recent loss of their son who was tragically killed. And as I listened to her describe what happened, it almost got the best of me for a moment. And then I had to remind myself, you know, we do not war against the flesh, but against spiritual principalities of good and evil. And that, you know, man, just this evil that allowed, that killed her son, killed his son, excuse me, in this tragic incident. Let's lift Mark up. Heavenly Father, our beloved, beautiful, beautiful God of heaven's armies, hallowed be thy beautiful name, Lord God. Lord, we know that the angels that you have, the legions of them that are working for our good, protecting us, helping us in the unseen realms, so that we stay alive and safe. And at the same time, Satan has a third of those angels, and he's up to no good, especially in those streets. And so, Father God, we lift up Mark, whose son was tragically murdered. Lord, Father God, this amount of evil, sometimes it can overtake us, Lord. But yet for you, God, may the God of hope fill us with all peace and joy. May you fill Mark with peace and joy in believing that he may abound in faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that this hope does not put us to shame. Mark, we are here for you. We love you, brother. And we are covering you in prayer and asking God to cover you in only ways he can at this time. We love you and we ask and pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.